entertained? Are you not entertained?
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
You're listening to the French Press Podcast, where we discuss events from our lives. Welcome to the French Press Podcast. This is episode 189.
And it's Tuesday! Wednesday. It's Wednesday. June 21st, 2017.
That is not the voice of Layton. He had something going this past weekend. You guys probably heard about it or saw it. He got married this last weekend, and he's no longer with us. Today, anyway.
He has officially left
the state.
The guys group as well, right?
No, he's still in the guys group.
Oh.
But most people don't even know what that is.
That's right.
Layton, I had so many people ask me questions about, oh, are you guys going to keep on doing the podcast now that Layton's married? And I talked about this to him months ago, because I was also concerned, because he is a core member of this podcast. It would probably not happen without him. And yes, he has agreed and says he enjoys doing it and is looking forward to continue doing the podcast post-marriage. So I'm happy to hear that. We'll talk a little bit about Layton's wedding. We were all there and contributed in one way or another. We've got a poll question, and we've got something new for you called Explain Like I'm Five. And I'll explain more of that when we get to that point. We've got a poll question, if I didn't already mention that, and then a news story for you as well that has spiritual ramifications. To get started with, I wanted to bring something back we've done in the past, and I forgot to mention Eric is here as well.
I was waiting for my introduction. I don't think people know that I'm here yet.
Eric is here, so we do have a three-man roster. I did mention you on Facebook and Twitter when I...
Ah, that's right. I did see the notification.
Yeah. So something that I had done in the past was read a moving quote to inspire or to encourage. And so I've got another quote for you today. This one is from Leonardo da Vinci, and this is it. He who wishes to be rich in a day will be hanged in a year. So some words of truth, those get-rich-quick schemes. I don't know if they'll get you hanged in today's world, but they probably won't work out the way you expect.
You'd probably end up in jail.
Probably. So let's jump in. Let's talk about the poll question, which is related to Layton's wedding. And it was actually, we were talking about it with Layton and Carrie and her sister, Carmen, about the cake smashing thing that happens at many weddings. Are you guys in favor of it? And would you do it in your own wedding? And Eric, you're married, so you can tell us exactly what you did.
You guys don't remember?
I was there.
I was there too, but I don't remember.
No, we smashed it a little bit. We didn't make a huge mess, but we weren't nice, or we made it, a little bit of a mess. But I'm sure it would have been different for them if it would have been at the end, after the meal, because they did it right at the beginning. So I'm sure they didn't want to have a huge mess right when they get in there too.
Well, I'll lay down the facts for you. They were discussing this the day before or 2 days before the wedding.
Okay.
Carrie did not want to do it. Layton wanted to.
I expected Layton to do it. Yeah, I was surprised when he didn't.
I was also surprised he didn't. But would you do it again, Eric, if you were having your wedding today, would you smash cake again?
Yeah, I would, because the other one is boring. Like, and so I would
probably say I wouldn't and then do it anyways.
Okay, well.
Yeah, you don't want her to think that, you don't want her to retaliate or like to know that, so you.
We're just going to do this gently, right? Okay, 3, 2, 1.
Okay, so
one and a half.
This is going to be a poll question, but I'm on the other side. I think. Everyone has done it for so long. I think it's past its time. It's ready to retire.
The whole cake cutting thing.
No, not the cake cutting. The cake smashing.
The cake smashing thing.
Yeah. But that's just my opinion. Who knows? Maybe if I get married, maybe I'll change my mind.
Well, but are there not some traditions that are meant to just last?
Yeah, but I don't feel like that's one of them.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I feel like marriage is one of those.
Well, but probably when you get married, it'll be something like kale cake and you won't want to anyways.
I hope not. So that'll be a poll question for you. Are you in favor of smashing cake? And just assume it's in each other's faces. You can vote on that over on the website. Jeffy, I didn't even ask you, but did you... You had something you wanted to share as well.
Yeah.
Are you prepared to do that now, or should we do the explaining like I'm five?
No, I'll go ahead and talk about it. Basically, I'm going on a trip, and it's a pretty exciting trip. I'm leaving on Saturday and going to Europe for 2 weeks. So with my two sisters and my aunt, we're going to be traveling over there, going through London, Paris, Switzerland, and Italy. So kind of broader Italy. I think that'll be one of our bigger focuses. Anyways.
Have you made any special travel arrangements due to the recent terrorist actions?
No, we have not really planned for any of that.
You should plan for it, then it's less likely to happen.
Right. Should and remember, bring some kind of a knife.
Weird things happen in Paris, so if you're at the first terrorist attack...
Then I'll be at the second as well.
Yeah.
Huh? This is bad. So anyways, one of my main things I'm going to be doing over there, I'm less of a... I mean, I do enjoy museums, I enjoy tours and stuff, and we're going to do some of those. But I'm less of a do activities guy and more of a just look at things guy. I mean, I guess museums and stuff. But I'm going to be doing a lot of photography over there since I bought a camera, and I'm going to be using it quite heavily. And I want to do something similar to what Leighton did. And I'm expecting some of these photos to turn out pretty good. So I want to have some on the French Press website for sale, where you can buy in a metal print or a canvas or all that kind of stuff. So if you guys are interested in, you know, a Italian hillside picture or a special shot of the Eiffel Tower or something, I mean, you can message me on Instagram and I'll try to get a shot that you want and put it on the website.
What is your Instagram handle?
My Instagram handle is at jdevmiller. So that's the letter J, and then
so Dev these Miller. Wouldn't be on the website or available for a few weeks after, or a week probably after you get back?
Probably several weeks.
Okay.
Just because I want to actually get, probably what I'll do is get some actually framed and take real pictures of them, how they're actually going to look. Maybe not all of them, but some of them, just to give an example.
And some things you're going to be seeing in case, so if someone would like a special pick of something, you mentioned Eiffel Tower.
Yep.
The Colosseum. Stonehenge?
We will be seeing Stonehenge. The London Eye, Big Ben, pretty much all the major sites in London, actually. Okay. I'm going to try to get some shots of the chalk cliffs of Dover. That's on the southern end of the UK. We're going to Versailles, and we're going on a mountaintop in Switzerland, so that'll be pretty cool. And then just different... things in Italy too, like the Leaning Tower of Pisa and just some other countryside and city stuff to see in there.
You had told me that you might make these available for iPhone and computer desktop backgrounds.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that is correct.
With like the right size mm-hmm. saved. And I'm looking forward to that because I think that'll be really cool.
Yeah. And I do want to do that. And that'll probably be a different set of photographs altogether, simply because some pictures are better for a phone background and some are better for a picture on your wall. So yeah, that's a good point, Ruben. I do want to make those available as well, in different pre-cropped formats for that.
Will you be able to podcast at all while you're overseas?
I kind of doubt I will, simply because we'll be so busy doing random stuff, and by the time you guys podcast, I'll be sleeping.
True.
So I'll go to bed about 4:30 our time here, so.
Okay. All right, let's move on then, and let me explain to you what Explain Like I'm Five is. And
is this a website or an app or what is this?
It's a subreddit on Reddit. Reddit is a social media website.
It is the front page of the internet.
Yes. And the one subreddit is Explain Like I'm Five. And I find these pretty interesting. So I'll ask you the question to see if you can answer it. The question was, why does rubbing a minor injury immediately after it happens soothe the pain? What are your thoughts? What do you guys think?
Can you read the question again?
Basically, when you stub your toe or smash your knee, why does rubbing it like soothe the pain, make the pain less intense?
I would think it's because like your nerves are reacting to, you know, a pain, and then by touching that area and moving it around, you're making your mind focus on a different sensation and drawing your attention away from the pain. That would be my thought.
Okay.
Yeah, my first thought was, yeah, something with the nerves, or maybe it would increase blood flow or something to the area.
Okay. It's like if you stub your toe and then you chop your arm off, you're not going to feel your toe anymore.
You sound like you've done this before.
Maybe.
Okay, the theory about this is called the pain gate theory, and basically the pain is coming from a certain specific part of your body. And Jeff, you pretty much said the exact right thing. So by rubbing it, you're sending other sensations to your brain in that same area. So they kind of shared that gateway. And so some of the pain gets through, but then also some of the feelings of just like your fingers massaging your knee or whatever you stubbed is also being sent to your brain.
That is interesting.
So it's kind of like information overload, and then it appears or seems to shoot.
So what would cause that then to have a lasting effect, or at least a temporarily lasting effect? Like, because it seems like if you rub it and then you like stop and it like doesn't hurt for, and then it's like slowly grows.
That is true. Isn't that kind of true? It's true in general. If you stub your toe, yeah, it hurts immediately, but then slowly it kind of goes away.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
So I just explained it to you like you're five. Hopefully, if you're older than that, you understood.
Was that the only one?
That was the only one I had today, but I'll do more of these as I see them show up in my feed.
Seems legit.
Someone told me at the wedding, Jeff, that we need to... They said we need a Jeffy, like the Pat and Stu show.
Oh, yes.
On the Blaze. And I told him, well, we do have a Jeffy. His name is Jeffy. I mean, Jeffrey, exactly. But they encourage, not so many words, but it was more the idea was encouraged that we should be more abusive towards you.
Just
abusive.
Mock and ridicule someone. You won't get upset at us, Jeff,
will you? I generally don't, because that actually does happen quite a bit.
So... Listeners, if you think that suddenly we're becoming more harsh or abusive towards Jeff, it was by request. Okay, let's move on then and talk about that news story I mentioned at the beginning of the podcast. It is from the Babylon Bee, and it's about... Hang on.
What's happening?
I think it's my computer. What? It's Skype. It's Layton.
What?
Layton, can you hear me?
Yeah.
What? I can't believe you're calling us on your honeymoon.
Yeah, what the world,
I was
man.
Not expecting this at all. Is everything going okay?
We're having a good time so far.
Okay, well.
Yeah. So how's your trip been?
Wow. Well, the weekend was amazing and magical. And it was a perfect weekend.
Are you ready to fly out to Boston, or are you still in Chicago?
We flew out Monday morning.
So, Layton, you ready to get back to work?
I think I'm good.
So, Layton, what have you done in Boston today?
Went to a park.
Did you, by the way, did you always...
I don't know, and we just pretty much hung out all day.
Okay.
Pretty much.
I was going to ask you, were you always planning on calling into the podcast, or is this something new?
Yeah.
Okay, well, Layton, you called us for a reason.
Okay, I don't have a great story, but I had something that happened. I was, I had a terrible headache because I hadn't had any caffeine, at all yesterday, and I'm a regular coffee drinker. So I had this throbbing headache, and then we were trying to find a burger joint to eat.
Well, Layton, that doesn't sound like a major, major problem. Is Craig not letting you drink coffee?
Or do they not have any coffee at the place you're staying or something?
I can't remember.
Well, you should check that out. I mean, that seems like an easy fix, don't you think?
Whatever.
Well.
Anyway, we're trying to find this burger joint, and we circled the joint, twice. And we're trying to find a parking spot. And in all of, the turning around and, hee-haw, I not only did I have a headache, but then I, started getting, motion sickness. And I was kind of close to throwing up. I was pale in the face.
Wow.
Extra pale. Not that I'm not normally pale, but I was extra pale.
Layton, would you say that Boston is what you expected that it would be?
Yes.
Okay, that's good.
Well, that's pretty good.
Again, I'm glad you decided to call in. I think we're all a little surprised. And
thanks.
Eric, would you ever have called in when you were on your honeymoon?
I don't think that I would have. No, I don't. We avoided social media and all sorts of things, so yeah.
I know. What's funny, Leighton, is I thought you were pretty much off the grid, and then Kyle sent a text out to a group of us, and you immediately responded, and I hadn't heard anything from you. So have you been monitoring your phone but just not responding?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that makes sense. Again, thanks for joining us. Jeff, Eric, do you guys have any questions for Leighton?
Leighton, just have a good time.
All right. Well, Leighton, thanks again, and we'll see you here in about a week, week and a half.
Whatever.
All right. You don't have to be snotty about it.
Right.
Okay. All right, that was Leighton.
He doesn't sound quite as interesting as I remembered, but
no.
Yeah, he must be like tempered down or high or something. Who knows what Boston's doing to him?
Being out in the East Coast, you know, all those liberal mindset out there, it can affect you. All right, well, let's get back then to the story that I was starting to tell before we were interrupted. The Babylon Bee headline. AC/DC's Highway to Hell, more theologically accurate than 96% of modern worship songs. So I just want to go through their study here. A recent survey performed by the CCLI confirmed that AC/DC's hard rock classic, Highway to Hell, is more theologically accurate than 96% of songs that most worship bands play on Sunday. The study examined over 800 songs and compared their theology to the scriptures. They found that this classic 1979 classic song was significantly more accurate than over 96% of them. While most modern worship songs tend to contain little theology and an anemic view of sin and a poor understanding of the work of the Holy Spirit, Highway to Hell has a very biblical view of the doctrine of hell. A CCLI rep said that lead singer Bon Scott had a clear understanding of man's natural inclination towards sin and the inevitable judgment of God that follows. Here he continues. Just take a look at some of those lyrics in that hard-hitting first verse. Still from that head CCLI researcher. Here are the lyrics. Don't need reason, don't need rhyme. Ain't nothing I would rather do. Going down, party time. My friends are going to be there too. Go ahead, Jeff.
That sounds really actually realistic. I mean, totally, like, I would agree with that.
And here I continue, just reading from the researcher. Brian Scott's understanding of mankind's depravity clearly rivaled anything Paul wrote in the third chapter of Romans. It's better than that song that keeps inviting the Holy Spirit in like he's some kind of coy puppy dog. And I'm quoting here from that researcher. they go on to mention a few other songs from AC/DC that are also theologically accurate. And so I just thought it was a really interesting study on that. Maybe it's something that we should take a look at in the future.
So does this mean that we should listen to more theologically accurate music?
Well, I think it's definitely something to think about. We can leave it at that.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. I think that gets us towards the end.
Yeah.
Of the stuff we had planned for. Jeff's going to be gone. I do have some bad news for you guys, I guess. We may not do a podcast next week because I'm going to be in Minnesota. Leighton's just going to be getting back from his honeymoon. Jeff, you're going to be gone as well.
Yeah.
So most likely we'll take a break next week. But then the following week, we will do a show the following week. Also, I have an update on the t-shirts. I just got confirmation that they have been shipped.
Okay.
And they're expected to be delivered soon. I will a quality inspection to make sure that they are as good a quality as I hope them to be. And we're also getting more set in our live podcast. Eric has agreed to be on. Uncle Kevin is going to retell a story he did tell on the podcast, but it's been probably a year and a half ago.
Mm-hmm. What is the date on that? I totally...
It will. We might move around a little bit, but it will either be in the first or second week of September.
Okay. Mm. So the third week would be the Apple Festival, but you probably don't want to do it on that same weekend.
Definitely not.
But yeah, it would be neat if it landed on the same week Or it would be like a pre-Apple Festival show as well, you know, whatever.
So it will be in Napanee somewhere. We'll get the details to you. Anything else, Eric, Jeff?
I wanted to talk about how new forms of payment are going to take over PayPal. I seriously think they are, because, okay, here's the basis behind my story. Google Project Fi, which I use, it's Google's mobile,
payment
it's
system.
It's an MVNO. Basically, they use somebody else's cell towers to provide cell phone service. And a lot of people on these prepaid type of plans or pay-as-you-go type of plans like this is, will actually also have groups, and you can share data, you know, among your group, and, you know, basically however much your group pays for or uses is how much you pay for. And they just rolled out a new feature that is going to be completely implemented by this weekend. Really cool. So if you have more than one person on your account, the biggest gripe is, okay, so I'm on the account and I have my aunt on the account as well, and my dad. So how do I get people to pay me for the exact amount of the value that they use, you know, however much, you know, because you pay for pretty much exactly what you use.
I mean, they could write you a check, they'd give you cash.
Right. So they're implementing a new thing.
I'm spotting you.
Yeah. Because normally, like with these things, you have to break it up and you have to like write down, okay, or I used a Excel spreadsheet at one point where you say, okay, dad used so much data, Jenna used so much data, whoever, and then you break it up and then you divide like the total amount of data used by the cost and split it up among people. Well, Project Fi now does this all for you. And really cool, and it says how much each person should be paying for the amount that they used. And then you can also set it to automatically remind those people to pay you, which is pretty sweet. And in the reminder that they receive, there will be a Pay Now button where they just hit it, and it goes straight to Google Wallet, and they can send money quickly and easily with Google Wallet. Now, I'm not saying that this is more efficient necessarily than PayPal, or more secure even, or as big, but it's right there. It's right at your fingertips. There's no extra steps to get there. So,
and Apple announced that they're also rolling out they have Apple Pay, where you can go to Staples or CVS and you can pay with your phone, McDonald's. I'm sure a lot of people have done it. But now they're also adding where you can send money to your friends or anyone else.
Right.
Just and one of the ways was through the iMessage app.
Okay.
But I don't know if you can do it through email or not. Would you be able to? You said they'll get a reminder and then just click pay now, pay whatever they owe. Can you also just send someone money through?
Yeah, you can.
The app or something
through Google Wallet. You can. Now Google has it a little bit more separated. Like Google Wallet is their online payment service, and Android Pay is what you use like on some websites. It's very similar to how Apple Pay works, but they're a little bit separated, but they still kind of work together.
You would have one account though, where your money would go into or come
right,
out of.
Right. Yeah. Android Pay will bill it straight to the card, whereas Google Wallet, you can have a wallet balance and it pays it out of there. They actually used to have a wallet card, but my point is basically that I think that these things are going to become so integrated into our daily lives. PayPal is already there, and it's awesome, and it's very secure, and you can use any credit card on it, and it makes it very easy to check out on websites and all that kind of stuff. But I think this stuff will become so much more integrated that people will just use it because it's there already, and PayPal, I think, really has to step up their game to keep up with it.
Now, I have a question. Do you ever think we'll live in a cashless society where there will be no cash, everything will be electronic?
I basically live there already.
For sure, yeah.
No, but I'm saying, like, will it be forced by the government? You know, will cash be eliminated?
Mm. Oh, at some point, yeah.
And you want that?
No.
Like, I hate the idea of it, but I still, I still like the idea of cash, but it'll give the government complete control of every aspect.
Idea of cash, but the practicality of it is just terrible.
Okay,
because you pay for something and then you get your change and you have to put it back in your wallet, and then you got quarters and nickels and dimes that you don't care about, and then you just throw them in your
and then you get like 3 pennies too much and you have to walk back through the snow to the store.
The real question though is
isn't that the Abraham Lincoln story?
I don't know.
We should look that story up. It seems ridiculous when you hear it now. I think he should have just waited until they came back into town next month and then gave him the change back.
The one good thing about a cashless society is that businesses wouldn't be able to nickel and dime you anymore.
Oh.
Something to think about.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because there's no nickels and dimes.
Yeah.
poor joke.
In Canada, they actually, I think, eliminated the penny.
Okay.
They're no longer making a penny.
Okay, but Jeff, one question I have. You have an Android. Mm-hmm. Will you be able to pay me if I'm on my iPhone and I don't have an Android phone or tablet?
Right. I can still pay you if you have a Google account. And actually, even if you don't have one, I can still send it to your email address. And you can collect that money, but you have to create a Google account with that email address to get it. But you can then transfer that balance that you get. It's sort of like a PayPal balance. You can transfer it to your bank account or use it anywhere at like a Google checkout or something like that.
Definitely. I think you're right that PayPal is going to lose market share from person-to-person payments, like me paying you if I forgot my wallet or something like that. But I don't think they're going to be going away anytime soon because they're very, very popular for website payments. If you go somewhere, some people aren't comfortable typing in their credit card information on a website. They just want to use PayPal. Yeah. And so I think they're pretty safe there for the time being.
Right. Yeah, and I think they'll be around for a long time yet. It's just that I think that they'll see a huge drop in revenue because of lack or less use, simply because it'll be easier the other way.
Do you know, are there fees associated with if you would pay me money through Google or Android Pay?
I'm pretty sure there's not.
Because there isn't. PayPal doesn't if it's for friends or family.
Yeah.
But if you're paying for a product or service, then there is.
I'm pretty sure that it's similar on Android Pay or Google Wallet. It only makes sense because it's using it like a credit card. Whenever you pay via credit card, that the business that you're paying at does pay a portion of that, mm-hmm. or does pay a little bit of cost involved in that. So anyways, right. That's pretty much all I had to say yet.
All right. Thank you guys for listening. Don't check back next week because we won't be here.
Yeah.
But check back the following week. I'll be in Minnesota, probably have some stories. When Layton gets back, we'll talk more about the wedding. We couldn't really get into it today.
Mm-hmm.
But
do you know what you should check out while we're away? Since you have all this extra free time, you should check out our Amazon link.
You should. Amazon's a wonderful, wonderful store.
It is.
And it can all be yours.
I have bought literally hundreds of dollars worth of stuff for this upcoming trip via Amazon, just because it's something that I needed that I would have bought anyways, and I can have it at my house in 2 days. It's pretty sweet.
That's a pretty good testimony, Jeff, because you used to be a very, very strong eBay user.
Yes.
And you used to mock, or at least you weren't a fan of Amazon, shopping on Amazon.
Right, right.
What changed in your life?
Well, I still use eBay for the certain type of things, like DIY electronics and stuff like that. I would still use eBay because they're just simply more likely to have it. But Amazon, I started to look at it this way. Okay, so I can drive to Walmart and buy another pack of socks, and I have to drive 30 minutes to Walmart, to the nearest Walmart, and I spend 20 minutes there, and then I leave, and then I do something else while I'm there, and then I come back, and I end up spending like $4 or $5 in gas, and all that time, whereas with Amazon, you can pay maybe $1 more, $2 even more than you would pay at the store, and it comes to your house, and you can even, you know, group things together and spend a little less on shipping. And they roll out a new feature actually, you can try clothes on before you commit to buying them. So you can order them, they'll ship them to you, try them on, and then you can either decide to send them back or keep them. So yeah.
Didn't Amazon just buy Whole Foods?
They did.
Yeah.
So they're pretty much taking over the world, which I'm not complaining about because everything is so cheap and convenient.
Do you know what? Do you know what is really interesting? I read an article about that. It just brings it to mind. They are Amazon patented a device that they can install, or maybe it's a software, I'm not sure, but they install it in their stores since they're moving into brick and mortar stores. That when somebody is price comparison shopping on the Amazon or in that store, it's going to be more difficult for them to do that because the router will either like block them from reaching certain websites, which you could definitely, you know, still access it via your mobile data, but you will not be able to use their Wi-Fi to competitively shop, or it will reroute you to a an associate website where, you know, they're still getting a little bit of the cut, but you might be able to still find it cheaper. So that was kind of interesting. There's no word on whether they'll actually use it, but they do have the patent for it now.
I'm on mobile data anyway, now that I have unlimited.
Yeah.
Okay, that's all we've got. Thank you guys for listening, and we'll see you later. Oh, hang on. We need a word of the week. Jeff, do you want to do the honors?
The word of the week is... Whatever.
Whatever.